This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A car ramming attack wounded several people, including four police officers, in the Flashpoint Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of Israeli-annexed East Jerusalem Sunday, police said, adding the attacker was shot. After the vehicle ramming attack in the district, the scene of weeks of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces, the assailant was shot by officers, a police spokesperson said, without giving details on the attacker's condition. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday an end to 7 days of hostilities with Gaza militants was not imminent, despite diplomatic moves to restore calm. Netanyahu said in a televised speech, quote, "Our campaign against the terrorist organizations is continuing with full force," end quote. He added they're acting for, quote, "as long as necessary to restore calm and quiet," end quote, to Israeli citizens, saying that it will take time. All of this comes as at least 33 Palestinians, including 8 children, were killed Sunday in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza in the worst daily toll since bombardment started almost a week ago, local authorities said. In addition, Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's offices in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has passed evidence on terrorist presence in the building to U.S. intelligence agencies. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for AP journalists. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. This is VOA News. India is evacuating thousands of people from low-lying areas along its western coast as a powerful cyclone that has killed at least 6 people is expected to make landfall Tuesday morning in the state of Gujarat. The cyclone formed in the Arabian Sea and is expected to make landfall the following morning of Tuesday. The meteorological agency also warns there could be destruction of houses and flooding of escape routes. Destruction to railway services was also expected until May 21st. Meanwhile, in India, the pandemic has police reaching out to villagers in the northern part of the country, investigating the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the river banks. The move has prompted speculation on social media they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police are using portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of the bodies in rivers. On Friday, rains exposed the cloth coverings of bodies buried in shallow sand graves on the riverbank. Ministers will make a decision June 14th about whether to proceed with the final phase of lockdown easing in England, Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday. He described the pandemic as under control. Friday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Britain would accelerate its COVID-19 vaccination program to try to contain a fast-spreading variant first identified in India, warning Britain's reopening could be knocked off track by the Indian variant. Any delay to the reopening could affect the country's predicted recovery from its worst economic slump in 3 centuries and spark fresh criticism of the government's management of the crisis. The Republic of Congo's President Denis Sassou Nguesso has chosen a new government that includes his son as well as opposition leader, according to a statement read on public television. The previous government resigned earlier this month in a procedural move after Sassou Nguesso easily won a 5th term in a March election when his main opponent died of COVID-19 on polling day. The new government has 36 members, including 4 ministers and 8 women, the official statement said. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz expects to be charged but eventually cleared in an investigation into whether he gave false testimony to a parliamentary commission, he told Sunday newspapers, ruling out the idea of resigning if indicted. The investigation by anti-corruption prosecutors made public last week poses a stiff political challenge for the conservative Kurz, who governs in coalition with the Greens. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.